Welcome to the Tuesday, April 24th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. One topic that isn't going away for the last couple of years is the mass exploitation of websites via SQL injection. The latest iteration of this threat uses nickju.com and, well, another domain name that I can't really pronounce, hgbyju.com. These domains then host the JavaScript that the web browser is being exposed to. The domains appear to be still reachable, but it is on block list, so I don't really think it's a great threat at this point. For example, Google's block list that Firefox and others are using will block access to it. Nothing really different than what we have seen in the past. All of these attacks, they inject JavaScript into pretty much anywhere in the database where it fits in the hope to have this JavaScript then displayed by the web application. The JavaScript will then attempt to exploit various vulnerabilities in browsers as these browsers visit these websites, installing your typical bots. One company that has been working hard to eliminate these issues from its own sites, including running one of the larger vulnerability or bug bounty programs, is Google. Google today announced that it increased the maximum payout for its bug bounty. It used to be $3,133.70. Well, they now increased it to an even $20,000. And SQL injection flaws are one set of flaws, they say, that will earn this maximum bounty. Now, this just doesn't apply only to Google's web apps, but it also applies to its other applications, like, for example, Google Chrome, which, of course, would be a victim of such an attack. Yesterday, I talked about how well the Apple App Store has managed to keep malware out so far. One of the reasons behind the success are strict limits to the capabilities an application may access by only allowing the use of standard API calls that are considered safe. A vulnerability in the Treason SMS app today appears to reinforce this issue. Now, a Treason SMS is an application only available for jailbroken iPhones, and it is not available in the Apple App Store. It enables desktops to send SMS messages using an iPhone as a relay. In order to do this, a Treason SMS enables a web server on the iPhone. The user connects to the web server in order to send the SMS message from the iPhone. This, of course, is a pretty dangerous undertaking, and Treason SMS doesn't really seem to have done this very well. First of all, there's no access control, so everybody knowing the IP address of the iPhone may just go ahead and send a message using that particular iPhone. Not only that, also looks like the input validation isn't done quite right, so the application now allows HTML and file inclusion vulnerabilities that then could actually be used to execute code on the phone. Now, sometimes people do cite security reasons for jailbreaking a phone. It gives you more transparency, more access to the phone to see what application is actually doing. But at the very least, this now puts more of a burden on the user of the phone, who has to, of course, verify that the applications don't do anything outright dangerous. And apparently, the Iranian oil ministry was the victim of a pretty widespread malware outbreak. Now, they call it a virus outbreak. Not 100% sure if that nomenclature is correct here. The outbreak resulted in the compromise of various servers of the oil ministry. Now, the ministry confirmed the attack, but it also noted that there was no actual damage done and only public servers were affected, which of course are isolated from any internal systems that would house confidential information. Well, anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.